You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Daniel Stiefel, founder and president of Practical Analytics, that enables Fortune 100 companies and organizations in a variety of industries to monetize their data with cost-effective existing technology solutions. Daniel, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you as well. And so for the sake of our listeners, please give us an overview of Practical Analytics, if you would.
Sure. Practical Analytics, at its core, is basically a talent augmentation company. So what we basically do is we find that and fully manage deep analytical and technical talent for organizations, focused primarily on providing solutions for reporting and analytics.
And what are some of the principal ways Practical Analytics helps clients successfully and cost-effectively monetize their data?
Sure. I think it all basically starts with our approach. So our approach is pretty much we focus on the questions the executives have, the management teams has first, and then we go from there versus I think a lot of times the other way executives are approached with kind of vendors of business intelligence tools that first talk about the technology. So the reason why we start with the questions first is because it leads to kind of much more concise and very focused solutions and applications. And as a result of that, it becomes much more cost effective than trying to implement some kind of much more comprehensive, larger type of solution that has a lot of functionality potentially, but often gets unused.
And why is your approach or the tools Practical Analytics customizes to find data more compelling than existing or competing services?
Well, just kind of as I mentioned before, with the approach being question-based, and our approach of basically bringing in coordinating global talent is that we'll either utilize an organization's existing structure or IT infrastructure or start to leverage off the plethora of open source and cloud-based solutions. I guess you could say we're living in kind of a wonderful time period that to be able to find technology and software and solutions and libraries and things like that for analytics, there's a plethora of it. So, again, when you focus on the questions, oftentimes, you know, executives will come to us and say, you know, we have these half a dozen or dozen questions. We'd love to get answered on a timely basis, but, you know, every time we reach out in the marketplace, you know, people are approaching us with kind of larger applications, larger systems that require, you know, longer time to implement and then require a certain level of talent to maintain on an ongoing basis. This doesn't make sense for us. Don't get me wrong, we often then, you know, we've worked with those other systems. But again, what kind of separates us and wants to stand out is our approach of first being question-based and then coordinating that talent and then basically focus on answering those questions.
Makes sense. Today we're joined by Daniel Stiefel, founder and president of Practical Analytics that enables Fortune 100 companies and organizations in a variety of industries to monetize their data with cost-effective existing technology solutions here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Daniel, in terms of an example of how Practical Analytics has helped a client, share with us some highlights of work you've overseen that has had a significant impact on something of critical importance to a business.
Sure. One of our clients was at a 400-location smoothie concept, and they wanted to start doing some of the things that we like to kind of call the higher-level, more sexy things, like market basket analysis, pricing optimization, and things like that, but didn't really have an infrastructure set up in place, and they kind of came to us. So real quick, their point-of-sale vendor sent over historical files, and they sent over 277,000 zip files. So, again, that was 277,000. And in the world we live in today, and kind of what our service provided is we had one of our programmers write a script within less than a day, turn on 20 computers, about 23 cents an hour on Amazon Web Services, process those 277,000 files in about 2 or 3 hours on each computer. And by the end of the day, this client had close to 300 million records of transactional level data, which is not big data, but not too small either, for a marginal cost, as you can imagine, of pretty much less than $700. And so then it began that next phase of starting to ask questions of the data, which are things that they wanted to get to. But that's some of the work that we've done. It's kind of more of a maverick approach, if you will, kind of more of a roll up your sleeves. How do we get this done? And we're able to leverage off the cloud and things of that nature. And that's, I think, just one of the examples that kind of gets people's attention, because their IT department was starting to quote a much longer cycle, and other options were just starting to become cost prohibitive.
And that's certainly an impressive example of what you can do for other companies. Finally, what types of companies can most benefit from the features Practical Analytics provides?
Sure. I mean, companies of all shapes and sizes, but where it starts to kind of, where people start to think of us is anytime complexity starts to increase. So whether that is in the size of the data or the different sources of data, or, you know, complexity can be looked upon as in, you know, number of locations, number of sales reps, number of people. So anytime that starts to grow, I hate to use a certain size company, because there can be online companies with small, you know, small footprints of people, but generate significant amounts of data because they're an e-commerce site. So the best way to think about it is anytime complexity starts to grow. So data size, data sources, things of that nature. Will start to come in and then automate that process, and also automate the analytical process and embed that in their processes. So the best way to put it is complexity. Anytime complexity starts to rise.
Certainly do appreciate your taking the time to be with us here and to share what Practical Analytics can do for our businesses. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about the company and also how they can be in touch?
Sure. I mean, the best place is our website, practicalanalyticsservices.com. You can find us on LinkedIn. You can find us on Google+, and Twitter, at Prac Analytics. But the best place is the website, and we'll be launching something shortly out there, kind of some of the promotions we're doing shortly.
Well, Daniel, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Daniel Stiefel, founder and president of Practical Analytics, that enables Fortune 100 companies and organizations in a variety of industries to monetize their data with cost-effective existing technology solutions. And once again, the website of reference is practicalanalyticsservices.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.